type A, and she's overinsured. Her favorite castaway is Thurston Howell the Third. She doesn't like big government, so it's no surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the best and first Croatian EDH podcast, Elder Dragon Drill, blah, 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 the Elder Dragon Drill Highlander podcast. Why did I add Highlander into this? Oh well.
It's the Elder Dragon Drill podcast.
I know, but why did I add Highlander? Oh well. I'm enthusiastic today because all the things we have to talk about. This is me, your host Igor, and as always with me is my co-host Niksha. Niksha, say hi.
Greetings.
Okay, that also works. So, as usual, we have the Commander of the Week and usual ramble about how our Magic Week was. So, start off.
Well, actually, I'm just going to go with my safe bet and say Karador. Because Karador has Selvala. And Selvala is really cool.
And also
it has Sisters of Stone Death that ate Sheldred. Hooray, free big stuff.
I mean, not everybody plays Sisters of Stone Death anywhere. Actually, read the card what it does, because people don't know it that much, because why should they?
It's from the original Ravnica, one of the best sets ever, if not the best set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 4 generic, 2 black and 2 green for a 7/5 legendary creature Gorgon. And she has for 1 green, target creature blocks Sisters of Stone Death this turn if able. She also has for a green and a black, exile a creature that is blocking or blocked by Sisters of Stone Death. And for 2 and a black, you may put a card exiled with her onto the battlefield under your control.
So she does a lot of things, but for a lot of mana.
Oh yeah, aren't those like the best things ever? Just pay a bunch of mana for something that doesn't do anything when it comes in onto the battlefield, and just get untapped with her and do everything.
But it's really cool to play it.
Yeah, she's really cool to play. Just like Mind Leech Mass is amazing to play. Just like Razia, Boros Archangel is really cool to play.
Razia isn't so cool to play, even though the redirect thing is really cool. But I think Sisters have much more of a cool factor. Especially when you force their biggest guy to block it.
Yeah, and then you eat it, and then you take it.
Can you repeat that? She destroyed or exile?
She exiles.
Oh, that's nice Ulamog you have there.
Yeah.
I would like to have that one, please.
Oh, she even gets an Emrakul in Dual Commander.
Yeah, in Dual Commander.
Already.
You most likely have if you came to that amount of mana, but you know. Yeah. One can only hope.
Well, Tron isn't really a thing in Dual Commander.
Sadly. Wouldn't you wish it was?
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna make it.
This was a challenge to him. I mean, you make it and just give us the report how badly you failed. I mean, how did you do?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I'm always being a bit pessimistic when it comes to your brews.
You mean realistic?
That's what I mean, tomato, tomato.
So, did you do anything in this quite short period between
the podcasts? I actually, you know, got to play some Magic because my girlfriend came here to, you know, just relax after her school and everything. However, it turns out she managed to get a job here. So, you know, fun times.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll actually get to play some magic. And we did. I actually have gotten some cards for Jorian. Like Mr. Science Cannon. You know who that is?
Malik.
No. Mercurial Chemister. The guy who should be a legendary creature. Mr. Science...
Steps you with the power of science, yes.
Yes, Mr. Science Cannon. He's the best guy ever. I kind of wish that he could be my commander, but you know.
Oh, well.
But that deck has a lot of cool plays once it gets to, you know, proper amount of mana.
Well, doesn't every deck do that?
No, but is that colors are usually known for that. They need time ramping up. But I'm
epic experiments. Rah, rah, rah.
I managed to do Porter Pages. You know, the whole draw T and tap 2 and discard that thing. Reverberated. Then delve enough cards with Dig Through Time and then cast Dual Caster Mage on that. In one turn. Mm-hmm. I drew all of the cards. That was a game I...
The game?
And that game, yeah, because... It's hard not to with that amount of card advantage.
Yeah.
There are games that I just fold to my girlfriend's Prosh deck because, you know, she gets, okay, a couple of ramp cards and now I have three dragons in play. It's kind of hard to kill it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting actually Fall of the Titans.
Mm-hmm. So you can kill something actually.
Yeah, or her. Especially if I copy the spell.
Oh, yeah.
That and Missy Mortars is going to be useful for that. Also, do you know what Geist Blast does?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to get that, because that seems like a fun card.
Could be.
I mean, copying instant sorcery for 3 mana is really fun. And also you get to kill something on its way when you cast it, actually. Mm-hmm. Or you can just discard it to many, draw and then discard a card. Which you have a lot in this deck for some reason.
Well, it says draw a card.
Well, yeah. Also, I'm going to play the Hypersonic Dragon because I need something to block the flying creatures. Plus, the whole effect is really, really nice.
Well, you could always use that. You can all use... Jellyfishes.
Which jellyfishes do you mean?
You know, like Guard Gomozoa.
I actually should get those just as a
power bank.
Oh, why? Ah, I need to get back home, get my collection, and get Fog Bank out. I forgot about Fog Bank. You know what's a big mistake I actually made this week? I put Utwara Hellkite on my want list on Pokétrade, and somebody's going to send it to me.
And you already have Utwara Hellkite?
No, I'm going to give it to a girlfriend in her dragon deck.
Oh.
That'll be painful.
Nonsense, just counter it.
I'll have to do that, yeah. I need to put some good spells, like the counter spell you put into your deck this week. Which counter spell is that again? You, the card you were just bragging about before the call.
I kind of use Force of Will.
As you should. I mean, if you have access to Force of Will, why not use it? Turned out that the example program was really good for Nyxia. You know, the whole judge program.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, but I'm thanking the listeners. He got a nice, shiny, foiled Force of Will.
Yeah, for my hard work and dedication.
Yeah, you actually do work in the community. Now, you're a bad judge and all that, but still. At least you're a judge in a community that doesn't have a lot of judges.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah. How many people have joined the judge program? I know one guy that passed his level 1 when I was in Zagreb.
Yeah, that's about it, but since I became judged, like, two or three more judges, and that was like, that's like, I don't know, 2-3 years? It's like one judge per year.
Yeah, Croatian judge community isn't all that big. But then again, Croatian magic community isn't all that big.
Yeah, we like have one game shop and that's it.
Two game shops, we have one in Rijeka as well.
Oh yeah, you said Croatian, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, there's also in Croatia.
I mean, for a small country, we have top. We're in the top four in 2012 World Championship.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was really excited that day. But think we rambled on enough. Now we have to go to a really fun topic. On May 16th, Wizards of the Coast blessed us with Announcement Day. And they just threw all of the announcements.
It was like a news bomb.
Something like that. It was just a blessing to all the podcasters everywhere. Like, you guys don't have to worry about taking over a topic for the week. Here it is. Just talk about this. Just talk about everything. So let's go point by point from their site. First, we have Invent Your Tomorrow. We're going to go to Kaladesh next in the fall.
Yeah.
And a new Planeswalker also got revealed on that reveal. I can't remember her name, but she looks classy as fuck, so...
Yeah,
I mean,
I can't find it right now.
You keep talking about the next thing. Oh yeah, Shili Rai is our newest Planeswalker from Kaladesh.
Yes.
I'm going to include that into show notes as well. But yeah, she looks really artifacty and red bluish. Don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I really hope she'll have some artifact shenanigans, so Reaper King could always use a new friend.
I mean, why don't you have the greatest thief in the multiverse in your deck?
Oh, I don't know, because he costs an arm and a leg.
Ah, you got two. You'll be good. She seems either is it or blue. We're all hoping for Izzet, or at least I think she's going to be blue, but Izzet is going to give us a red-blue artifact in general, I think. Because the community has been bitching about it for so long.
But the community always has Memnar.
But that's not red-blue. People want to play red-blue. I mean, Pia and Kila and Nalar were so close, they only needed to have one blue in the casting cost.
Yeah, well.
Blue. That's some value, okay? I just pooped my pants a bit, some kind of huge bug was walking over my floor, so...
Okay. So, Kaladesh is Chandra's home plane.
Yep.
And it's... Its main feature are its artificers. It's like a land of discovery, innovation, and imagination.
And walkers of hangerback kind.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, hangerback walkers do come from Kaladesh, so...
Yeah, they spawn little popular babies.
Yeah, and why is that card still so expensive? I wanted to go really cheap so I can get it for my sewer deck.
It's like 50% cheaper than it was at start.
It's still too expensive?
Yeah, I really wanted to place it for my Tron deck, but quite an investment they are.
I mean, they started as a $20 card, so... Actually, no, they started cheap and then they jumped up. Now they're like $8.
Yeah, something like that.
But how bad have they become, actually, just a side ramble in this standard? Really bad. Yeah, you get a hangerback walker, and then somebody declarations and stones it.
Yeah, they still have their place, but not in every single
yep.
possible deck, like...
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because it was annoying to have them in every deck. Just like, you know, certain Thraktask fellow.
You mean Siege Rhino?
Also Thraktask, also Siege Rhino.
Well, Thraktask wasn't together with Hangerback, thank God.
Thank God, yeah. But it was together with Restoration Angels, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a fun time.
So you win some, you lose some, I guess.
No, it was also with Deadeye Navigator. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Such a fair magic card. So what is the next announcement?
Well, the next announcement is... Aether Revolt. Aether Revolt. Aether. Whatever you want to call it. Aether. Let's say Aether Revolt. Aether Revolt is the January set. It's the follow-up to Kaladesh.
Yeah.
With the slogan, it's time to take the power back. Ingenuity will only get you so far when the revolt comes. So
you want to hear my prediction?
You're sure?
The communists are going to rise up in Kaladesh. I'm calling a Lenin Planeswalker card in that set. Come on, it's Aether Revolt, and it's time to take the power back. Obviously, the people are rising.
Yeah.
And I think that Chandra is going to be leading the revolt, so...
You think? Isn't it too soon for another Chandra?
I mean, she has a huge grudge, and it'll be in the January of next year, so...
Does she really want to go back?
Chandra is all about, you know, freeing the people from oppressors, and Kaladesh is an oppressed plane, so...
Viva la revolución!
As my girlfriend just yelled, viva la revolución!
But the only people repressed that she knows about that are repressed are pyromancers, and there are not really a lot of pyromancers there.
Not just pyromancers, all the people are, you know, under the boot of the nobility who control the artificers.
And the ether, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Her parents were also in the ether smuggling business, right?
Yep. And she's kind of pissed at the higher-ups, and now that she has the power of the...
She found a new home.
So... Yeah, she did. I don't know, we'll see. That's my prediction. I stand by it.
Oh, you think we're going to see, like, this whole cycle of planes that only one of the Avengers, Gatewatch guys, goes and visits?
I hope it won't be, you know, everybody gets one plane, but they did say that there will be the main cast of each set. So they will be the bigger focus. They'll be the bigger focus of,
so
you know.
So we're gonna have this Innistrad is Jace's.
Yep, if he survives.
And Kaladesh will be Chandra's, and then we'll get, I guess, Gideon's, and then...
In one hand, the Zendikar was kind of Gideon's thing, actually.
Yeah, but the whole Gatewatch was there.
Yeah, but this was kind of his, you know, thing.
Well, maybe he'll go back to Alara.
Either Alara or, you know, Ravnica will be in some Dire Straits.
You know, Ravnica should have been Jace's plane, because that's the place he calls home now.
Yes, and on which he's being the Living Guild Pact, and he hasn't been there in months.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Paperwork. Oh no.
Oh, I think that the Zorius are handling the paperwork just fine.
I think I know. You know what? I think that Jace got a replacement for him. A substitute. I think it's...
He's the best guy ever.
I think he's doing all the...
I mean, I kind of think that Jace wants to be away from Ravnica for a while, because that whole being the Living Guild Pact was annoying to him.
Yeah, having a daily job.
Style. I mean, he isn't the guy for a daily job. I mean, Planeswalkers actually aren't people to do that, to have a daily job.
Well, you know, these Neowalkers actually... Well, they have to eat.
Yeah, but they can, you know...
Mortal.
They can do all the jobs here and there, but none of them want to be shackled to a plane for too long. only Rolzarek has a thing about Stank.
Too bad Jace made a promise with him being the living guild pact. He has an obligation to the Plane of Ravnica.
You know what? How this is called? This is called a vacation. Going to be almost murdered by Eldrazi. That's a vacation.
Yeah, it's actually quite the adrenaline rush.
But the fun thing is, Jace doesn't actually care about adrenaline. He's actually a huge wimp, and that's why I like him. I can relate to him. Also, he wears hoods a lot, and I really like wearing hoods a lot, and somebody's not stealing them. Glare to my girlfriend.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Indeed. So...
Now, since we're going to an artificer plane, filled with gadgets and contraptions, probably, you know whose price started going up?
Could you repeat that?
With us going to Kaladesh, a plane of
invention
and artificers and making gadgets and similar things, you know whose price is rising?
Oh, the greatest thief in the multiverse?
No, Steam Flogger Boss.
Is it really?
Yes, from like 10 euro cents, he's gone up to almost a euro.
Why?
Because people have this ridiculous idea that maybe finally contraptions are gonna be a thing. Finally there'll be riggers that will assemble contraptions, so now they're gonna assemble two contraptions instead.
But Aaron Forsythe, once the set was released, already said that this was a joke, and Rosewater was really angry at him for spoiling the whole thing and saying that it was a joke.
Are you just people? It's like...
It's the hype train.
You know what? Let them buy. I hope it gets up to like 5 euros and they buy it out and then be disappointed when Kaladesh comes out and there are no riggers and no contraptions or anything.
You know what's the problem? Memory price will be a thing. You know what that is?
No.
Memory price is when a card gets jacked up in price and then it stays a bit higher than it usually was.
Yeah, because people don't want to sell it for significantly less than
the Yeah, game. Now that stupid card that isn't actually worth anything is like a buck or two.
No, it's really hard to say if people are still going to go on and buy it. I mean, I think the whole idea was incited by the mana source.
Why? What did they say?
Wait, that is Wedge, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well, in his announcement video, he said that since they're going to an artificer plane, maybe contraptions are gonna be a thing.
He unleashed hell upon us.
Yes.
I'm also adding the Steamflogger boss price from MTG Goldfish, so you can see the spike. It actually spiked up... 2 days ago, on May 16th.
Yeah, when he announced that.
He didn't even announce anything. He just made a dumb prediction.
He was making a joke.
Bit of that. Oh, God. What the hell, people?
It's just like that thing, you know, like every single Q&A they have on their panels, every single Q&A somebody comes up and says, when are we getting riggers? When are we getting contraptions? Instead of focusing on the questions that matter, the only questions that matter, you know, like, when are we getting a legendary worm? When are we getting a dual deck pirates versus ninjas? Those sort of questions.
Yes, important questions. Not abolishing the reserved list and things like that. No. Legendary Worm is much a higher priority.
Well, it is. There's a legendary Rhino. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's not like that Rhino Tribal is a thing.
It's how can Ravnica have more spines? Why are there more than one world spine worms?
Because it's a big world, so it needs a couple of worms to, you know, maintain its spine.
Or the sunblast dragon, or sunblast worm from Alara, the worm that
Noah blast worm
shits suns.
Noah blast worm.
Yeah.
It only shat out one sun, and somebody stole it from him. Now it's angry.
Her.
Yeah, by the way, that's a card I always want to play in EDH.
It gives birth to suns, and it's not all... So there's like a whole race of worms that like keep pumping out suns.
Yes. I mean, don't they usually do that in nature? And you ask yourself, how does Mirrodin have five suns? That's how.
Oh. Yeah, they still didn't explain the whole... what are planes actually.
You think they will? Do you think they will?
No, that's going to be the same mystery like how do Pokeballs work.
It's the same actually kind of thing like Dark Souls lore. They keep things literally, they keep things nebulous on purpose. So that fans can make their own theories and all that.
Yeah, but I think that Dark Souls has actually more tangible lore than this.
I mean, of course they do, but... Because to magic lore is something secondary, but for Miyazaki and the Dark Souls team, lore is something really important.
Anyhow, with Kaladesh, there is one other major change they're going to implement.
You mean a thing of something really useless?
Yeah, they're getting rid of intro packs. Hooray!
Nobody ever cried. Never. Because nobody should be sad about this.
So, they're getting rid of intro packs, and fat packs are being renamed to insert play name, insert set name here, bundles. So, next we're going to get a Kaladesh bundle. And it'll be pretty much the same thing as before, but it'll have 10 boosters and 80 lands. That was like before. I don't remember.
Usually in the fat packs, and I can't remember the number of lands. But it's always nice to have basic lands.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, look at me. My Jorian deck has only literally one island and one mountain, and everything else is just plains and flipped plains. Because I don't have any basics anymore. My girlfriend gave me one a mountain and that's it. That she had extra. Mm. Because, you know, she took out the mountain to put in Mana Confluence. You know, just like that.
Yeah.
So I got the scraps.
So the new product to replace intro packs are going to be Planeswalker decks.
Yay!
And Planeswalkers decks are, as the name suggests, are decks that are constructed around a single Planeswalker. It will be probably one of the main characters of the story.
Not that too powerful?
On the announcement page, they are showing Chandra, so I'm guessing Chandra will be one of the first Planeswalker decks.
By the way, since we're getting a Chandra on a Kaladesh box, that's a good indicator that she'll be, you know, in Kaladesh story.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, this is new art for Chandra.
Maybe. Well, they did say that. It says here that there will be a lot of cards from the new set, but cards that are not from the set but standard legal.
Yeah.
It will be but Chandra Flamecaller.
I would buy that intro pack.
Although they did say that the Planeswalkers will be high in mana cost and splashable.
Well, she is splashable and she's high in mana cost, the Flamecaller. Well,
it's double red. That's not really splashable, but...
For 6 mana, it is, actually. If it were 3 mana, I would say, yeah, that's not splashable. But for 6... You should be able to have in your two-color deck, which this mostly will be,
It's brand new Planeswalker card. Okay, never mind.
I was just imagining the world when where I could pick up, you know, foiled Chandra Flamecaller in an intro pack.
Oh, they did actually say that they're going to be foiled, but that would be really nice if they're foiled.
I imagine they would be.
So, the Planeswalkers featured in those decks won't be pushed for tournament play.
Again, so no Chandra Flamecaller?
Yeah, so that it's exciting for new players, but that established players don't feel obligated to buy the decks.
And again, it might be good for us CDH players, because cheaper Planeswalkers.
Yeah. There will also be two copies of a rare spell that has an effect, and also tutors for the specific Planeswalker in the deck.
Well, oh, to the Gatewatch.
No,
call the gate.
Not like
which
that.
I mean.
It's going to tutor for the specific Planeswalker.
That would be an interesting card design.
So the idea is that you have only one Planeswalker, but you have basically two tutors, so it's basically three copies of a Planeswalker. Although,
yeah.
If they kill it, then you don't have any more Planeswalkers, but they're tutors.
Yeah.
And there's going to be three copies of uncommon permanents enhanced by having the Planeswalker.
Something like the Oats, let's
and
say.
Common cards flavored to Planeswalkers, and four copies of an appropriate common dual land.
Basically guild gates.
Yes, four of them. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to actually seeing if the decks. I really wish the. Oh yeah, you also get the two boosters.
Yeah, which
and
is
still $15.
This means I might be actually buying those from now on.
I really actually hope that the decks are significantly better than intro decks, but then again, you can just you can't really go worse than intro packs decks.
So my suggestion is we leave the next thing on the bulletin for last, because that's the biggest thing we were going to talk about, and move on to the one below it.
Yeah, sure.
So, we had Dual Decks Anthology for, you know, released, and we got all the Dual Decks from before. Now we get something much more interesting in my mind. Plane Chase Anthology. All the previous Plane Chase products in one community package. I'm really excited for this one. I might buy the whole thing.
Hmm.
So we got four decks with 60 cards. With 8 rare cards, which isn't that important. I don't think they had really some that huge splashy cards. But over 86 oversized planar cards.
Yeah, we're going to get every single planar card.
That includes the promos as well, right?
Yes, it should.
4 slide deck boxes. Oversized slide deck box, alright. 35 double-sided token cards, which is always nice. Special edition planar die, I love those, and 4 spin down life counters. And strategy insert isn't too important, but you know. But it'll be.
I'm also looking forward to this.
Now the price tag is a bit of kick in the nuts, but you know.
But yeah, but it's really hard to get all the
cards
because they're really hard to find and also expensive.
Plus, unlike the Dual Decks Anthology, this won't be, you know, sought by everybody.
Well,
it will have
those Shardless Agents in it.
But will people spend $150 upwards just to get the Shardless Agent?
Well, 2 Shardless Agents. No, they're not.
No. People who want the Plane Chase product are going to buy this. And they can do away with Shardless Agents or whatever they want.
No, if I get this, I could actually start organizing like free for all multiplayer free-for-all plane chase commander tournament.
Do you know how much fun that is? We actually played.
I know. I played it. I played like commander, plane chase, arch enemy, vanguard.
Oh God. you know how we played it? We played normal plane chase with all the cards because we proxied the planes. However, whenever you took damage, you had to drink a shot. And it was six of them.
I don't see how the planes and drinking are connected, but okay, that sounds fun.
It got really fun when guy had a lot of pingers in his deck because he knew in advance that he was going to play this. And it ended up with guy getting that encounter that, you know, says whenever you roll something that's not a planeswalk symbol, you get chaos. Mm-hmm. And we ended up on a plane, whenever you roll chaos, you get, you know, the Eldrazi with the Annihilator. So yeah, that's how the game ended.
When we play it in the multiplayer, we had a house rule,
mm-hmm,
that you must roll the free planner, the free dice, each turn.
I mean, why not?
It was like, people would like, they wouldn't want to, but we really wanted it to be chaotic, so you had to roll the dice.
I mean, that's why you play plane chess, to have chaotic and interesting planes and plays.
Going to be, oh yeah, that's going to be. But then again, if I'm to hold that kind of tournament, then everybody should get their planner deck. So yeah, that maybe I will just proxy it.
Either that or combine it with, you know, pre-release of a certain product we're going to be talking about later. And use those decks to play plane chase with this.
Oh.
Because that's actually the most fair. Everybody gets pre-cons and you just do the planes.
Oh man. But yeah, plane chase is just so cool.
Yeah, it's not something you want to play every week. But you know, every once in a while, every like month or two, you just feel like doing the plane chase.
Yeah, once a month.
Yeah. You could have monthly tournaments. And you make the price structure not to be rolled about who won, but, you know, like leagues. You know, points for cool plays, points for this, points for that.
Yeah, that'll take some working.
Yeah, but you just look
at... a modern league, so I don't know how people would be invested in this.
You do it similar like people do the commander leagues. Not, you know, by win, but by point system.
Yeah.
A good example for that is like what STG people are doing in their versus series for Commander. Do you watch that?
I occasionally watched it, like the first half hour and then...
Yeah, but you know the system, how it goes.
They get points for things.
Yeah, first blood gets you a point, being the winner gets a couple of points, being the first one out gets you a point. Tutoring for longer than 30 seconds gets you minus point and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Things like that, you could do that for that kind of a league.
So
what's next on the schedule?
Next we have a dual deck, Nissa versus Obnixilis.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we know how that turned out, so spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert?
Obnixilis wins, obviously.
But the fun thing is, you'll be getting both Obnixilis and Nissa, and they're really good planeswalkers, each on their own.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a dual deck. Like,
yeah, that's a dual deck.
Like any other dual decks, they're cool.
And you'll be getting some sweet uncommons, I bet.
Oh, I hope that we will.
I mean, in dual decks, what is her name? Elspeth versus Tezzeret, you got some cool cards, like Source to Plowshares.
And Master of Ethereum.
Yep, that deck. Those kind of cards. So we might be expecting, you know, some couple of good reprints. I mean, the dual decks, Zendikar versus the Eldrazi, whatever was it called, got Avenger of Zendikar. Yeah, but that's a card you're always happy to see.
I guess.
But there's nothing more to say, I think, about this set, because it's just a dual deck.
Yeah.
But... So what do we have next? Oh, this is interesting. But only for people in North America, so...
Yeah. Conspiracy, Take the Crown, will appear in mass market stores.
In America.
Draft packs, which will be 3 booster packs of the Conspiracy set for $12, so you can actually just go to a mass market store and immediately get a draft pack. Just like that.
If you're in America.
Yeah.
However, if you're not, for us,
you'll
keeping
still
Asia,
have to go ahead and just buy 3 posters.
Which I'll most likely do, buy at least a couple of them. If not to draft. Actually, no, since I'm not going to draft, I better pick up singles.
Yeah. Oh, it's a really awesome draft.
I mean, we still do have scheduled that draft of Conspiracy once I finish the season, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. And now we go to the meat of it.
Oh boy.
Big
news. The big announcement.
The news. Commander 2016 is getting released, as we all knew. 4-5 color, 100 card Commander decks, along with 56 new Magic legal cards in Eternal formats are coming. So basically, 4 color legends are finally coming, and are all. All friends, the Nephilim are getting obsolete.
Yeah, I didn't expect this. Actually.
Nobody did. Actually, I was thinking about it, but I was like, it'll take them a while to get to that. They most likely do the 2-color experience commanders again, maybe.
Yeah, that was the next logical step to get the rest of the 2-color commanders.
I'm glad that they pulled this on us.
We're going to get 24 color commanders.
Yep.
4 per set. 4 per deck.
Yep.
That's...
How do you think they will be looking like, the commanders? What will be their shtick?
Well, I know for a fact that I know for a fact that the white, red, green, black commander, one of them, is going to be a legendary Vorm. I know this because of reasons.
Yep.
And I think that, well, since they're going to go like 4 per deck, they can really make like 1 cycle of them. Maybe even finally get actual legendary Nephilims. That would be actually be cool. Actual legendary Nephilims.
You know what we forgot to mention? Just, you know, that small thing. There'll be 4 commanders in decks, it seems. But there'll be 4 foil legendary commander cards.
Yes, that's... but that like a leak or something, because it's not on the official product page.
It's not official, but if this thing is real, I'm so hyped up. Because I wanted to have a foiled Azuri and things like that, but no. And getting your hands on, let's say, foiled Kalia was a real pain in the ass.
Yeah, this is going to be like really, this is probably because they're finally bringing something that was that people really wanted for a long time now.
Yeah, I mean, Commander...
to commemorate the occasion somehow.
I'm just this set is making me really hype. I'm getting at least one deck. One for me, I'm getting definitely one for the girlfriend, but you know, I was excited for the last set, but this set is really getting me hyped up.
Yeah, they released this information so early. Who's going to wait till November?
Do you hear that choo-choo sound? That's the hype train coming.
Damn. And I still have to wait till next week for the Eternal Master spoilers to start.
I was hoping they were going to start spoiling it now, but...
I mean, that's actually kind of late for the spoiler season, but then again, they don't have any story around the Eternal Masters. They're just going to show what's going to be reprinted. But hell, I really hope they're going to put like a bajillion good commons and uncommons. Commons and uncommons. Because then packs will be really actually value, because you're guaranteed a foil.
And of course, a couple of stupid rares so you can open them and feel really sad.
No, we don't want that. It's Eternal Masters. When are we going to do that ever again? They have to step up their game. They can't make Modern Masters 2 again. They can't put Comet Storm in the Mythic slot.
Yeah, I bet that felt really bad. Just opening that.
Oh, it's a really good draft card, but not a card you want to see.
Not the card you want to see in Modern Masters 2.
Yeah.
Oh, but again, Commander 2016, how hyped are we?
So, yeah, we're going to get... Maro must fix the mistake of not making the original Nephilims legendary and make new Nephilims that are. And I'm guessing that this time they're really going to they're going to focus on them being the opposite of a color they don't have.
Yeah. By the way, this is a Carbo Crack that just got released like an hour ago. And it's about the thing we're discussing right now. I put the link inside the show notes, but it's really accurate. So yeah, what else do you think is going to be in Commander 216? What could they put?
Sorry, what?
What could they put in Commander 216 that would be fun? Like some crazy cycle.
So, yeah. Except the Nephilim cycle, there can... Oh man, it's like... We don't have the experience. We just don't know what... How do they imagine four-color creatures?
You want to hear something crazy?
Maybe four-color planeswalkers.
I was actually thinking more of four-color commands.
Commands? Like,
yep. Like
card type specific for commander?
No. More of like cryptic command.
Oh, those kind of commands.
And in four colors.
Yeah, actually with four-colored commands you can make really powerful effects. But
yeah.
Not too powerful because they're still playable in Vintage and Legacy.
It's four colors, so it's kind of hard to pull off. Even with the...
that hard, really, because, you know, you can always wish for an Omniscience.
If you already got Omniscience, you don't need commands, I think.
Well, maybe they'll be so overpowered that you will?
Nah, I doubt they'll make them overpowered, because they're coming in... You remember that they stopped putting... really important Vintage and Legacy.
Yeah, I know. They stopped doing it because it's bad for the market.
Plus, it's not just bad for the market, it's bad for the players that want to buy a deck, but no.
But it's sold out because everybody wants that deck because it has that true name Nemesis in it. And it's all, and it's also twice as expensive as all the others.
Yep. I mean, I don't think they're going to do that.
No, they're not.
Although Mythic Confluence kind of was the card for internal play from Commander 15,
but no.
But it wasn't the card that made the decks sell.
But it was no Flusterstorm.
No, it wasn't a $60 card.
No.
Mythic Confluence is somewhere around $7-$8.
But
still a bit high, but nothing unattainable.
So they can make all sorts of crazy stuff in four colors.
And they can just make a two-color creature with enough color activations.
Yeah, they
don't even have to make them four-color creatures in color identity. It could just be, let's say, blue-black creature with a white activation. That's good.
Or just a green creature with three different color decorations, yeah.
Also that, I mean, the design space is huge. They just need to see how they want to narrow it down.
Well, they did already. I mean, these commander decks are, practically, they're done. It's just a matter of time until they reveal.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Well, plus the people who are actually leading the initial concept of the game design are really good. Like, you know, Ethan Fleischer or Ken Nagle. People who are known to be big proponents of Commander.
Nice.
I mean, you know what Ken Nagle did?
No.
He was so bored of people playing, you know, extra turn spells that he created Rexxail, the Risen Deep.
Oh.
That was his, okay, I'm sick and tired of this stupid spell, so I'm going to just have a Commander that deals with that. That's one of the perks of being in R&D, I guess. You can change the format how you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was basically the whole week, and that was the whole episode just about this week.
Oh, man, the commanders, I can't wait.
And they still haven't showed us anything, and we're still already hyped.
They just had to put... it's just those simple words. They're going to have four colored commanders.
Boom. Internet exploded.
It's just...
And they weren't even, you know, spoilers or anything. They were just announcements about the announcements.
Yeah, they also stated that they're going to make, like, big, huge, two big announcements, like, today. So they're going to be two per year. So this is the first one.
Damn. At least they're giving us podcasters something to talk about for a full episode without making any plans.
Pretty much enough.
I was hoping to talk about, you know, pimping decks and things like that this week, but then this dropped. So I was like, okay, I can work for this.
Okay.
I can work for this.
Oh, man. Also, Kaladesh, it's going to be...
It's going to be sweet.
It's probably going to be, like, an artifact... based set, or at least have some.
It'll be a huge team in the set. And I'm guessing that
follow up to Neophyrexia, I guess.
I mean, one more prediction: it might be that red blue will be, you know, the establishment colors of artifacts and all that, and white and green will be revolting, maybe.
I think that also the artificers will revolt because of Aether being banned or something.
I don't know. Now, this is just my prediction, and black will be scheming in the background as usual.
Of course.
Because that's what it does.
Greatness at any cost.
Yep. That's a card you don't see often in EDH, sadly.
Hmm.
And the price tag isn't the problem. So, anything else you want to ramble about?
No, I don't think so. This is just... it's so much stuff.
And so much to look forward to, and still nothing has been actually spoiled to be really excited about.
You know, the way this is all paced, they could actually, we could actually have a couple of months of constant spoilers.
Don't we always?
I mean, this month was pretty boring. Last month was boring, but then again, didn't Shadows Over Innistrad come last month?
Yeah.
Okay.
There is a huge joke about with podcasters. Basically, the spoiler season is always. It's always happening. Yeah, as my girlfriend is saying, we Magic players have Christmas many times a year. And that's good.
The seasons.
Yeah, all the time. By the way, there is one thing we need to show to our listeners, and that will be the image for the episode, the banner you did for our Facebook site. I'm still saying that's the best picture ever. It's too good not to. I mean, the Whip of Erebos, the whole. Why are the bottle gnomes even there?
You know, because you're MLG.
The listeners that are confused, just look at the. I'll add the image or link for that. But I'll also put that as a, you know, image. Image for this episode. So this has been episode 7, I think, maybe? Yeah, let's go with that one. Let's go with 7, it's a nice number, I love number 7. As always, this has been Igor.
And this has been Niksha.
And as always, the Emperor protects.
Good.
He should.
A little frisky on a Friday night, but there ain't no pussy in the bar tonight. A lot of guys give me the eye, so I might as well give this a try.